Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufy.com, E-U-F-Y.com for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com. Hey, friends, welcome in. The Eric Zane Show podcast live stream is brought to you today by A&E Heating and Cooling. Now installing the Remy Halo. Just a fantastic device that is kind of revolutionizing in a very inexpensive way how you, the air that you breathe inside of your home. This new innovation, electromagnetic light bathing of the air, and just zapping out and transforming little gross, ugly particles, bacteria, viruses, including COVID, pet dander allergens, and turning them into harmless hydrogen peroxide is second to none. The restaurant industry has adopted this little tool and is making it so that their customers are breathing the cleanest air possible. You can have it in your home. This is especially important in the winter months. When the house is all shut up, you know, you don't open up any doors or windows. But it is installed by Joe Martinez of A&E Heating and Cooling. And the beauty of it is, you know, most places will install this thing for about $1,000. Call them and ask, by the way. Joe does it for $750, but if you're a Zane Show podcast listener, you get it for $650. It's awesome. 616-516-8579. By the way, yesterday on the show, I was listening back. Occasionally, I'll do this, and this is why I don't, because first of all, I just can't stand hearing my own voice. But it's like when I get in the weeds and don't even know it. I was talking on the intro and giving my sponsors some love and talking about tag accounting, and then you guys all noticed it, but I know I didn't notice it. And then I went into Irvine's Auto Repair, and I actually said, "Hey, take your car and get it repaired at Tag Accounting." God, what a shit show. All right. I'll try not to do that again. I bet y'all got a good chuckle out of it, though. The car dealer of choice on the Eric Zane Show podcast is Sarah Honda Granville, the number one Honda volume leader in the state. That means they sell the most cars. They sell the most Hondas. And that's because of their unbelievable customer service, their attention to detail. Hondas are great vehicles. They run forever. We've been driving Hondas for many, many years. And I couldn't be happier with all of the years of attention that we've gotten from Sarah Honda. That's where we get them. Okay. That's why I would like you to do that, too. Sarah Honda Granville.com. If you're in the market for a new certified pre-owned or used vehicle, go to Sarah Honda in Granville, Michigan, or just shop online, sarahhondagranville.com. They are right on Kenowa, across from the car wash, next to the Cracker Barrel. Boom, you're good. This show comes to you from the Baldwin Ace Hardware Fear Bunker Studio. That's right, Baldwin Ace Hardware, a bastion of DIY awesomeness in the Northland. It is the 25th of February, 2021. The Eric Zane Show podcast begins now.
Hey, everyone. Kenny from Nashville here. And after a long day of listening to some crappy death metal, I like to unwind with the Eric Zane Show podcast. Yeah. Death. Here's your host, Eric Zane.
Thank you very much, Kenny. Thank you very much. Thank you for the support and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. This is a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures Monday through Friday right here on the free Eric Zane Show podcast. Several ways you can get it. If you do want it live, I do it at about this time. I've been on time all week. I don't know. It's knock on particle board one day at a time, all that other shit. But something's working. No idea. At about this time, at about 8 a.m., Monday through Friday, facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page. Thank you very much. If you would, share it. It makes things easier for your old pal, Eric. And then give me a thumbs up or a mad face or a laughy face or a heart or whatever it is on Facebook. Thank you. That is brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid. Twitter, that's a Periscope video on Twitter brought to you by Blue Frost IT. A retweet would be appreciated with a nasty, nasty, snarky comment. Please, have at it. And then on the almighty YouTube, search me on YouTube, Eric Zane Show, brought to you by F45 in Byron Center, Michigan. Subscribe to the page, bell notification so you know when I go live, and then a crush the like button as it's described. Crush the like button. Thank you so much to all of those folks that are sponsoring the show and making it all happen. Okay. Wow. It is a beautiful morning. Oh, beautiful, bright, sunny day. And that is probably one of the best things to see. You know, it's moments like this, you know, when you when the little things that we take for granted, they just shine right through and you're reminded, oh my God, don't let another day slip by. Go out there and get it, man. Just love the fact that it's nice, bright, and sunny today. Plenty to get to on the show today. The boss, Bruce Springsteen, goes before the judge, accused of riding his motorcycle drunk, driving while intoxicated. The charge. Okay. Right away, this thing was weird. Kind of went under the radar for like from November up until February, whatever, until they found this out. And that's weird. And then the idea that he was, you know, a 0.02 and the legal limit is 0.08. How the hell can he get a driving while intoxicated? I said this from the get-go. This whole thing seems really flimsy. Talk about that. What happened when he was in front of the judge? This story I'm really intrigued with. A mom's OnlyFans page, which I'm kind of proud that I didn't really know what that was. I had heard that thrown out in, like, jargon, but I wasn't exactly sure what that is. That's people making content, some of it dirty. And people pay for the content. So if you like want to take a picture of yourself nude, you put it on the OnlyFans page. Okay? And then people pay for that. Well, this mom figured out that, her and her husband figured out that that they should do that. She's cute. I mean, she's a mom. She's a cute mom. Okay? She puts on some skimpy clothes, and they take a picture of her. Totally amateur. She's just, like, sitting there in the kitchen, like, hey, how you doing? And she's got, like, a really short skirt with like the thigh highs and the garters and the high heels. She kind of looks uncomfortable to me. It looks like she's, I don't want to say she's doing it against her will. She doesn't, well, it definitely doesn't look professional at all. But she's cute. I'll give her that. She's very, very cute. But I guess that's the appeal, because she is making a boatload of cash. Wow. Okay, good. All right, knock yourself out. But it just got a little weird. And it's a Catholic thing. It's a private school thing. It's just how the word got out about this. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I understand both sides of it. I really do. But there's just so many different layers to this story and so many questions. And when I say knock yourself out, I feel bad for the kids involved. For many reasons, not only because of what's happening in the school, but just there's ramifications to this. And I'm going to unpack this thing in its entirety. You're going to love it. Okay. It's happened again. And thank you to Dirk, who sent me this story. See, this is the interesting thing. Dirk sends me great stories. And I had heard about this, but I hadn't yet tracked it down. Him sending it to me jogged my brain that, oh, yeah, we got to talk about this. And then when he sends me a great story, he'll then follow it up with, like, some fucking story about Antifa and BLM and anti-Blue Lives Matter and all this. It's just shit. It's like, dude, what the fuck? This is supposed to be a comedy podcast. For the most part, what makes you think in your fucking pea-sized brain that I have any interest in unpacking shit about the Black Lives Matter movement and anti and fighting the badge and all that, whatever the fuck it was? All I saw was a headline and I went, fuck this, dude. What the, no, I'm not interested. Snooze, delete. What? Stop. It's just, you're just wasting your time. I want you to stop wasting your time. If you send me winter stories like UFOs, yes, okay? If it passes the boring test, yes. If it doesn't, don't do it. And then that's more time for you to masturbate to your Boba Fett collection, okay? This is all key. I'm saving you the time, you fuck.
Hey, Eric's go like this.
Hey, Dirk, what are you doing today?
I'm going to send Eric a couple of anti-vax emails, maybe some bullshit that BLM is doing. I'm going to send it over to Eric because I know he really wants this shit.
Oh, what the fuck? Delete, delete, delete every time. My God, how, I can't be more clear with you. I have no interest in any of that. Fucking UFO. Mom's OnlyFans page, fentanyl pills in a fucking glowworm. Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. What are you talking about, man? This is
Stop it! Holy shit! How do you keep doing this despite me fucking repeatedly punching you? I mean, I have given you a flying knee. I've given you a Superman punch on a daily basis. And then you go out with your arms up. And then I'm grounding and pounding on your face. And the ref is laughing. The ref's not even stepping in to stop it. And you... Come on! Oh. So, yes, thank you to the UFO thing. No thanks on the stupid BLM thing. I don't give a shit. I'm not interested. Ugh. The latest on Tiger Woods, CNN sports anchor Andy Scholes. This guy is such a dipshit. He had it all figured out shortly after Woods' car left the road, and we were looking at it from like a helicopter. They're like pulling Tiger out, and Tiger's like, ah, fuck, holy shit, oh my God, give me a prostitute, shit, man, somebody give me a porn star and a Perkins waitress. They're pulling Tiger Woods out, and Andy Scholes, he had it all figured out. I have audio proof to show how fucked up this is. And who was the dummy who thought it would be a good idea to put the cemetery right on a cliff in Italy overlooking the ocean? What could possibly go wrong with holes being dug right up to the edge of the cliff, with putting coffins in for decades and decades? What could happen? I'll get to that. I also have an email of the day concerning yesterday's show. All right. If you made it to the end of yesterday's show, you heard the story about Madison having an absolute meltdown here in the Eric Zane Show podcast household. It got the attention, of course, of me and the NFK, and we were looking at each other, and then, oh my God, there was a lot going on in that story. I want you to go back and listen to it, because I'm told it was a winner. Madison came home from school yesterday, and I did not dare bring it up. And she came in smiling and happy, and oh yeah, everything's great. And she goes, "Hey, sorry I was a little grumpy this morning." And I'm like, "What? Oh, I don't remember. Yeah, that did not cross my brain at all. I don't know what you're talking about." Oh my God. Just I marvel at the lack of coping skills. How can you get? I don't know. I just gotta shut my mouth. It's gonna get me in trouble. It's been Monday, 3 days now since the latest incident in the Eric Zane Show podcast household. I want to see if I can stretch that to another day. But first, today is vaccine day. Today is day number two. Or I should say dose number two for Diane and the vaccine.
Well, fuck that. She's going to get sick in 5 years. I know. I'm an anti-vaxxer. Here, take this email from freedomfighterantivax.au.com/.com.
Fuck. We'll get in the car. Got a 5:30 appointment, and off we go. Get that second vaccine in the arm, and then she's all set. You're like, how the hell is she doing that, Zane? Well, she's in the education industry, so that's what they're calling for. So, all right, that whole process of going into this gigantic cavernous location called DeVos Place. It's just eerie. I mean, they have it down. If you get your vaccine in there, man, I cannot believe the army of volunteers there that are just like, come on this way, and they got you, everybody separated. It's all good. Somebody suggested I wear this mask with the big black dude on my face. It's like, there is no way. My God. Can you imagine if I wore this damn thing with the dude, with the porn star guy? What is his name? Robert, Bobby, or Johnny? I don't know. All right. So that goes on today. I got a nasty, nasty ass email from somebody this morning. Oh my God. This person was so aggressive. And I'm gonna finish the show with this. And it says it's from someone named Carolyn. There is no way anybody with the name Carolyn would fire off such a horrible email. Okay? And I don't get these that much. I mean, I'm kind of like in my own little corner of the world. Whatever. You know, it's just me flopping around like a fish trying to do this show on a daily basis, keep my head above water. It's very basic. There's really not a whole lot to this. So, you know, though happy and though, you know, making it, it just strikes me odd
that I would, out of the blue, get this horrible, terrible email. Subject line. Nasty word. It's just one nasty word. F rhymes with maggot. Oh. So Carolyn sent me an email. Subject line, F rhymes with maggot. I don't know. It doesn't strike me as something a Carolyn would say. If you're a Carolyn, I just cannot picture a Carolyn putting the subject line F rhymes with maggot on anything, or ever even uttering that word F rhymes with maggot. You know, that's a horrible, horrible word. And let me just say, in this email, not only does this Carolyn drop F rhymes with maggot, but also drops R rhymes with meatard. Yes. Holy shit. So this is probably one of the most horrible emails I've ever seen in my entire life. Wow. Very, very rough. Okay, I'll get to that. Actually, I'm actually going to finish the show with that. Yesterday, I was supposed to do Instagram Instant Trivia for a crisp new $10 bill brought to you by MB Distributing, but I was double booked. I had to be somewhere right at the exact same time, and so that did not happen. I'm going to get that done tonight at 7 p.m. I haven't yet told Ben this, but the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast has to go down Saturday. And I haven't confirmed it with him. So that's something I got to do today. Can you do it, Ben? Can you do it Saturday at 7 p.m.? For some of you that are going to be together on the Zaniac Zoom, it might stack up. Okay?
Y'all want to make fun of me when I get fucked on the Zaniac Zoom?
I should be on the Zoom.
Are we going to be buying another third beer?
So, I got to make sure that's cool with Ben. For the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, I've got a couple of people lined up for... I got Adam lined up, Adam Balboa lined up for Bet on Ben. Some other dude sent me a communication on Facebook. I can't remember who. But anyway, and the people that I did not get to last week who have played before, I always have you guys too. But if you want to play and have not played Bet on Ben yet on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, do reach out to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Stand by. Subject line, you want to play Bet on Ben? And then I'll take it from there. Okay. That is the open of the Eric Zane Show podcast. All right? For I want to remind you that, of course, I am on Cameo, cameo.com/Eric Zane. The best way is on a desktop or a laptop. Cameo.com/Eric Zane, or download the Cameo app. If you're doing it on a secondary app, it's kind of screwy because the secondary app takes a big chunk of the stupid amount of money that I asked for this out of it. $15.99 if you want me on Cameo, and I can roast, I can be nice, I can be whatever you want. I can tailor it to whatever you like. You can give me directions on the Cameo, who it's from, stuff like that. You can do it for yourself or somebody else. And if you want to give me further instruction, you can just send me an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com, and I'll take care of it that way. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. Thank you very much. Working out at F45 is an absolute joy, and I got to get back there. I need a little time, but once I get some, I have to go back there and shoot another video with my friends at F45 in Byron Center, Michigan. F45training.com/Byron Center. Sign up. You get a week free. Okay, right, where it says start free trial, and then there you go. You get to try it out for yourself. And, yeah, you know, when you go in there, you get the expertise of these top-notch trainers who are roaming around the exercise floor as you are in your own protected, socially distanced tile doing the workout, watching the monitors for the animation as to what you're doing. And then, man, you get this thing done. You got all your equipment around you that only you touch. And after every single class is cleaned and sanitized, man, they got it down. F45training.com/Byron Center. Awesome.
I just heard from Mario at the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. You know, he has a Grand Rapids office open. You, if you are anywhere in the USA, can take advantage of getting a mortgage from Mario through his online platform. But got the physical locations in Muskegon and Grand Rapids now. NMLS number 3035. 231-332-6505 for the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. He is a full-service mortgage professional, him and his staff, because of, and I've detailed this before, working with someone who has an impeccable credit score, and then the people who do not, who need the extra love and assistance and attention. So, yeah, he's going to get you into a loan that is not super low interest rate. Like, the person who has a great credit score is looking at about 2%. Person who does not have a great credit score, higher, but you're still in a mortgage that you're improving your credit score on a home that you're paying towards, that you're not giving it to a landlord. And then after 18 months of solid payment work, you get a better loan through Mario, lower interest rate, and that's called building your credit. A lot of people are in that boat. Some people are like, ah, shit, man, I can never do this. Bullshit, you can do it. Reach out to Mario, 231-332-6505. Mario also owns and operates the West Michigan Ironman football team. And I just heard from him about that. They play at Mercy Health Arena. And let's see here. In Muskegon, and he says, hey, we are playing football this year. The first game is April 17th. I know once Stu McAllister will be so happy about that. Let's see. Dirk writes, oh, well, just sending a variety of topics. American Airlines UFO, Federal Reserve disruption, iPhone 12 heart issues, hot chick talking about BLM, all current events. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, whatever. You know I love you. You know I appreciate you. I'm just giving you shit. It's fun to do the impression of Craig or Dirk, whatever you want to call him, because it's just... It's all you got to do. You get so wound up. He can't stand Bill Gates. Oh, my God. So many personal wars going on with you. What are you doing? Emailer Tim says, was that a Pat Sajak impression? Like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. It's trapped in time when you send it on email. What are you doing? You know, what's interesting is I heard from when we were talking about the Pat Sajak thing yesterday about did he or did he not make fun of the guy with the lisp when he said, I fee. I was like, well, of course he made fun of him. He said, I fee. I posted that on Twitter, and I got feedback from someone on Twitter who said, I was there. And I thought, you were there. What do you mean? You were like in the audience? And she's like, no, I was one of the contestants. He in no way made fun of him. And I'm like, I don't know. Wait a minute. You were actually, she goes, yeah, I was playing. I was like, oh my God, that's weird that you are weighing in on it. But I, yeah, it sure seems suspect to me. I don't know. All right. So there we go. Off and running. Tiger Woods, the latest on this guy, that surgery took 10 hours to put this guy back together again like friggin' Humpty Dumpty. Now, oh, I mean, we're talking about bones destroyed, and then they're like, having to go into this guy's leg and find bone parts, okay, and put them back together again, and then... plates and screws. This is not easy. This is not easy work at all. A 10-hour procedure to save. There was concern about this guy losing his leg. Oh, then he'd be like that. What's that other golfer years ago? Was it Casey Jones or something like that? Or Casey something or other who played on one leg and everybody gave him shit because he would like use a cart or something like that, or he had bad circulation, or his leg was about to get cut off or something like that. I have no idea. But so yeah, Woods gets his leg saved, and now this long recovery. They said to him, hey, what do you remember about the accident? He says, nothing. I don't remember anything. And they're like, oh, my God. So he was cruising along this winding road, Palos Verdes area. They say he hit the center thing and then skidded across and then hit the shoulder on the other side. And then next thing you know, hits a tree, roly, 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 down in the ditch. Holy crap. And, you know, I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about, boy, Tiger Woods, I know that in the past he had problems with he was taking some type of medication, painkillers, and also a sleeping pill. And he was under the influence while driving. He got in big trouble for that, and that was it, okay? So, yeah, that thought crossed my mind. But I don't really speculate. Even on my little corner of the internet, I didn't say, I bet you he was high. Nothing like that. I was like, holy shit, we just got to wait and see. This did not stop this dummy on CNN named Andy Scholes. This is like they haven't even moved the car from the side of the road. This is the day it happened. This is what fuckface Andy Scholes said about Tiger Woods on TV.
What are your thoughts right now?
I mean, Brianna, stunned, I guess, but not entirely surprised by, you know, what we're seeing here. You know, Tiger back in 2017 was found by police, pulled over the side of the road, you know, asleep in his car. You know, he had said he had taken a lot of painkillers at that time because we all know Tiger's undergone a lot of surgeries over the years, and painkillers have become a part of his life. You know, when I interviewed him.
What? You might as well just say, yeah, he was high and on pain pills. Yesterday, the sheriff came out and said, no, we actually did toxicology. There was nothing in his system. He's clean. This was an accident, plain and simple. We don't know how the accident happened. Who knows? Maybe he got distracted. We don't know that. He doesn't remember. They have no clue. No one has any idea what happened. But the one thing that they do know is that there's nothing in this guy's system. And this stupid asshole is like, oh, yeah, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, he had trial. Fuck yeah. He's basically indicting him. How does this guy stay working? Talk about canceling. This guy. Okay, if we're going to cancel people, if people are going to get fired for political views, okay. And I don't want you to think that I'm like rushing to the aid of anybody. But if Mandalorian Dum Dum is going to compare conservatives to Jews persecuted and get fired, which I think she should have gotten fired, Andy Scholes should be fired for saying, oh, yeah, he was on drugs. You're going to get fucking sued over that. Holy shit, that is ugly. My gosh, that's all I needed to do. I can promise you it's going to wind up a handful of the Zaniacs, the Kennys, the Knicks. Hey, man, you shouldn't have gotten fired, man. Oh, boy, yikes. See what I did there? So, Woods, nothing in his system. This vehicle he was in has its own, like, black box, similar to, like, an airplane. And they're going to take a look at that to see what the hell happened there. Maybe that can shed some light on it. But this guy is screwed up. So this is going to be a long, long, hard recovery for Tiger Woods. Holy crap. Okay. I want to get to this. This is the Eric Zane Show podcast email of the day. Brought to you by Forever Lawn West Michigan. Online at foreverlawn.com/WMI. Synthetic grass for your business or your home. Could be a golf green, maybe some kennel grass for the dogs. I know O'Neill would like that. Easier access to the turdage for a mid-afternoon snack. You can reach out to them, foreverlawn.com/WMI. They're like, did you have to incorporate dog eating poo into our read? Is there any way you could just maybe corral that and not go down that road? My gosh. Aaron writes concerning the story about Princess of the Forest, number 2, Madison, and the insane meltdown that happened yesterday. Oh, my gosh. Without going and rehashing that whole thing, if you heard it, you know what it's all about. It was ugly. Aaron writes, this might have been the singlest, funniest, and best story in the history of the Eric Zane Show podcast. He continues, it had everything. Teenage girl hysterical meltdown. Vulcan mind meld status. The NFK southern drawl impression. Your reaction of, quote, fuck yes, NFK with the ace, end quote, and internal debate over, quote, size of the problem. Holy shit, I laughed so hard, I think I ruptured my spleen. Thank you, Aaron. That is your Forever Law in West Michigan email of the day. My God. Yep. The teenage girl hysterical meltdown. In raising children now for, well, I mean, I've had kids for almost 26 years. It was in April of 1995, April 11th, when Jim was born. Just give you a brief rundown of my mindset during that time. From April 1995 until April 1997, Jim was the only one, the only kid. And it was easy. There was no issue whatsoever with anything. I had no idea what was coming. Upon the arrival of Jacqueline, I'm not making this up. I remember when Jacqueline was born and actually being in the delivery room. And she came out via C-section, emergency C-section. Actually, my first two kids were emergency C-section. No, I take it back. Jim was emergency C-section. Jacqueline was scheduled. When Madison came out, she was 100% healthy and pink with these. I'll never forget these bright, her mouth, her lips were the brightest red. And I was like astonished at the vitality of the child, because when she came out, she did not cry. They put her down and her eyes were open and she had this look on her face. I'm doing it right now where her brow was all like furrowed. And she had a look on her face that said, fuck you. I am not making it up. And I was looking at her and she's laying there on the warming thing / scale. And Diana's getting sewn up. And I'm looking at Jacqueline and I'm like, well, fuck you. Who the fuck do you think you are looking at me like that? Why is this kid so fucking pissed off? And she's like, she's about 15 seconds old. She's like, what the fuck? She's got this look on her face. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong? What is this kid's problem? What the fuck? And I've hearkened back to this many times. This was proof. This was like giving me a taste of what it was going to be like going forward. It's just... That's Jacqueline to a T. To this day, we still have this, okay? If she is in a mood, you're going to get this. And then I'm like, oh, wow, that was just, I kind of dismissed it. But then it started to manifest as she grew. I was like, oh, my God, this kid is just a pistol, just a fireball. And she's just like fucking pushing Jim around. You know, as soon as she got the ability to move, she's like, oh, just kicking his ass. He's like, holy shit, man. Can you believe this? So Jackie continues, starts kicking my ass and Jim's ass, you know, and she's got me wrapped around her finger and she's just full of attitude and sass and just like, but just doesn't, nothing gets in her way. Nothing slows her down. She's not really like overly emotional in any way. She'll just kick your ass. Okay. It's just like, oh, fuck, dude, what the hell are you doing to me? Madison is different. Madison is way different. Okay. These bouts of the hysteria, that's a thing that, I mean, she came around 5 years after Jacqueline. So,
and it's constantly evolving. Like, Jesus, what is happening here?
Oh, way different than her sister. Way different. And just... You need different coping skills for all three. You've got a skill set that you manage for each individual. Okay. That was on display with the most recent catastrophe that
Aaron is writing about. And it isn't always, in fact, I would say it's not that often that I do it right. But thank God, the key is don't react. Don't react, because they're not, she's not in her right mind. You just got to go, uh-huh, wow, oh, man. Oh, that's terrible that you spilled that. I'm so sorry. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll clean it for you. Yeah, just be happy-go-lucky. Just act like a dumb helper. That's all you got to do. And then just go, yeah, okay. And then the idea that the NFK is the one who got her to actually get out of the house when he said, yeah, well, if you wait around any longer, you're going to be a little bit late. Shit, damn, fuck. Middle finger to that spilled coffee. Oh, my God. It's taken me to a lot of amazing places, and it still happens to this day. Holy cow. All right. There you go. Thank you very much, Aaron, for the email. I appreciate that. If you ever want to reach out, Eric at ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Won't be long till they're striping parking lots. Okay? It's all good. Thank you. This mom's only page. Okay. All right. This lady, her three kids were expelled from Catholic school. California mom of three. They're 8, 10, and 12. She's a 44-year-old mother. Her name is Crystal Jackson. She tells People she's been infuriated by the response to her OnlyFans photos, which were leaked to the Catholic school in Sacramento, California, by other parents, which led to her sons getting expelled from the school. My kids are really good, and all this is doing is hurting them, said 44-year-old Crystal. Take me down, that's fine, but leave my kids out of this. Now, all right. You got to understand, Catholic schools do not play by a certain, they play by their own rules. That's a private school. And, yeah, you know, I mean, it's not out of the question to, at any given moment, hearing a story. In fact, it's happened locally. There was some lady who was a teacher or a coach or something like that, and she's a lesbian. Well, they fired her. And that is, I know that sounds fucked up, but to their rules, that's it. And I know that that sounds crazy and unbelievably judgmental and insane. And to me, it sounds that way too. I struggle with that mightily when it comes to the Catholic Church. It's a little bit above my pay grade. Is it enough to make me say, well, I'm not going to be a Catholic anymore? No, hell no. You know? But is it an issue? Yeah, it is. It is to me. So there's that. I mean, because to the letter of the law, you have this mom who's taking pictures of her in her, in like sexy underwear. And I don't know if she's actually completely naked. I think there might be some tasteful nudes in here, and they might cover that in this article. You know, like Playboy nudes, where you might see like a little muffage. But it's not like, an issue of like Hustler or Screw or something like that, where it looks like you're pulling apart a grilled cheese sandwich. Okay. I don't think this mom is doing that, okay? Like I said, you might see some side boob, maybe some nippage or some landing strip here and there, or maybe a labia. I don't know. I haven't looked at it. All I see is the pictures they show on people.com. And but what if, like, if you get divorced in the Catholic Church, you cannot take communion. If a priest knows you're divorced, it is not out of the question for them to not give you the body of Christ, okay? A friend of mine, Judge Sarah Smolensky in Grand Rapids, she's a lesbian. And the priest there at St. Stephen's said, nope, you can't get communion. It's a big story not that long ago, year and a half ago. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I am so sorry, Judge. It's terrible. It's but that's above my pay grade, and, you know, I'll let them settle it. It seems screwed up to me because so that's the thing, you know, they can do that. Like, but what I want to know is if there's a family in this school that there's a mom or a dad divorced, are they going to kick the kids out of school if that's the case? If word of an affair hits, are they going to kick kids out of school? So I think they're picking and choosing who the kids that are getting kicked out. I've never heard of that. I've never heard of kids getting kicked out because of something that the mom did. Never have I heard of that. Or never have I heard parents' behavior leading to a kid getting kicked out. You know, so does that mean if a parent is a drug addict or gets busted by the cops or something like that, or any other terrible behavior, that you're going to kick the kids out? I think this is kind of a mess. And that there's a lot of other nuances of this story that are just ridiculous. Crystal says, I didn't want to be put out there, but at some point I had to stand up and say, I can't take it anymore because this behavior is horrible. When contacted by People Magazine, Teresa Sparks, the principal at Sacred Heart Parish School, said she could not provide any info on the situation. We cannot discuss the status of circumstances of any member of our school or parish community, Sparks says. And by the way, I'll link this up so you can get the article and you dudes can see this mom. She's sitting right in this picture right here. She's sitting on the kitchen table. Behind her, you can see the pots and pans hanging. And she's sitting next to a rolling pin with a big jar of, like, flour or sugar on the other side. And she's wearing, like, a flannel shirt, unbuttoned. You can see something lacy under there, and her face is all painted up, and her hair is perfect, you know, and she's got a pair of thigh highs with the garter on. So, I mean, all right, she's cute. I'll give her that. Can you imagine if she sat on the damn thing and then she's so turned on by the fact that she's in these sexy photos that, you know, half an hour later, the kid's making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and he puts the bread right on a wet spot. I mean, that would be something, wouldn't it? I'm sure that didn't happen. Another picture of this mom of three. Boy, she's in good shape for a mom of three. That's not easy to do. Good for her. You know, she's got the little, she's got a little bit of the battle scars of childbirth three times. But, yeah, she's all right. She's good. She looks good. Here she is in some sexy underwear. Oh, my God. Yeah, she's cute. Little boobage hanging out. I mean, she's not in the same status as the Queen of the Forest, but, I mean, for what they're trying to do, I get it. Okay, not professional, but some people like this shit. Some dudes are going to sit there, creep out on her, and give her good money. How much money? Well, let me tell you. She's earning $150,000 a month. A month! This mom, oh my God. Okay. All right, a little bit more about this. Alana got lost. OnlyFans is a subscription-based platform where users can sell access to their photos and videos, some of which are explicit in nature. None of these are. They're just whatever. Crystal says she and her husband of 14 years, Chris, turned to the platform in September of 2019. They had some marital problems that had them on the brink of divorce. Okay. I was missing that intimacy we had, and a lot of it was because I was going through menopause. No matter what you do, you don't feel attracted or sexy. So we tried some different things to spice up the marriage. Though she was agreeable to using the platform, Crystal says she didn't think anyone would actually subscribe, arguing no one is going to come see a mom. That's ridiculous. But as it turns out, that mom next door image is exactly what appealed to her followers. Boy, this is great for business, by the way. all of this attention. Over the next few months, she watched as her risque photos, only 20 to 30% of which she says are, quote, tasteful nudes and pairing sexy stories, brought in thousands of dollars. The first month, 14,000. And we were like, what? Crystal recalls, noting that she and Chris now make what I told you, $150,000 a month for daily photos and posts, all of which are pretty tame and do not include pornography. Okay, well, that's weird. I don't know. Do you consider tasteful nudes pornography? I don't know. I guess it's just in the eyes of the beholder. She says, it's a way that I can work on our intimacy and I can live out my fantasies. I guess she's into it. She explains, I'm doing these pictures. It gives you the self-confidence where I'm like, hey, I do feel sexy again. It has made our relationship so much better in the intimacy part. And the apparently she gets the photos shot and then, you know, there's the wet spot and then the Wonder Bread and then they go and have sex. She gets turned on by her pictures being taken. Know that dudes are going to pound their puds to this. That's what's doing it for her. In July, things became problematic for the couple when a dad from Sacred Heart Parish School, it says, stumbled upon Crystal's OnlyFans page. Okay, time out. You cannot stumble upon this. This is not like front and center of the internet world. You got to dig a little. So I am not already. This is a fishy story. Some jackass sought it out. I can promise you. He told his wife, who eventually spread the news around the school. Way to go, jerk. You wrecked it for everybody. Soon, Crystal says, a group of community moms. Oh, God, that just sounds miserable, doesn't it? A group of community moms. So yeah, mob. It's a mom mob. Went after her, bringing the photos to the school and relentlessly urging that her sons be kicked out. Oh, my God. Come on. I think I might be on the right side of this one, disagreeing with the treatment of these children. I think for the first time in a long time, you might agree with me on a story, because I don't think that's right. I think this is all bullshit. And I'm a Catholic. You guys are wrong. This is a terrible decision. Their whole strategy from day one was, I'm going to take you down, she says. It was, you know what it is? All these fat-ass bitch moms are ugly and fat with cobweb pussies who have not gotten pounded but good in a long, long time. That's what's going on here. These chicks have not been given a good harshin' because they're disgusting and shitty looking. That's the problem. And they're taking it out on this hot mom. That is the problem. She says it was gut-wrenching having them send my photos to school saying this is disgusting. This is disgusting and this is gross. I don't put my site out there, she says. You have to look for it. It's also not hurting anyone and none of their business, she continues. Crystal claims the groups of moms, God, that sounds terrible, even went so far as to print all of her photos from OnlyFans and send them anonymously in a packet to the principal, bishop, and the church. Oh, you fucking idiots. After learning of the packet, this would be like if somebody listened to my podcast, recorded it, and sent it to the bishop, and the bishop turned on me. I'd fuck him up. I would fuck everybody up if that happened. I'd be like, yeah, you don't want that. You do not want that. Oh, boy. After learning of the packet, the Jacksons say they wrote a letter to the superintendent explaining the situation and offered to show the OnlyFans page to prove that Crystal's content was not porno, but they never got a response. It was disheartening, especially because it was a very raw email and laid out all the reasons why we were doing this. The mom of three explains, well, I know the reason why you're doing it. You're doing it for $150,000 a month. Well, let's not make it seem more than what it is. I mean, ultimately, you're getting a ton of money, and you're probably giving 10% of that to the church, right? And you're paying for this very, very expensive school. Can you imagine at parent-teacher conferences when she shows up, these fat-ass moms eating like Twinkies, seeing her come walk in, they're like, oh, fuck, there's that bitch. Who the fuck does she think she is? All jealous? Ugh. On Sunday evening, after months of controversy, Crystal says she received an email that the kids were officially expelled. My God. The mom notes that her sons are upset about the decision, but do not know specifics about the situation other than, quote, mom is a big internet model. Okay, now that brings me to this.
Stand by.
8, 10, and 12. Is it like you say, mom is a model that dresses in skimpy clothes? Mom is, oh God, I don't know how you explain this to an 8, 10, and a 12-year-old. I mean, if they were 14, 16, and 18, you could say, this is mom. And then they might even, you know, get a little benefit. They might even beat their meat to that on their own. Can you imagine? Kenny's like, no!
Oh, man, you're fucking sick, Zane. You've been really gross today, man. Oh, my God. Let me see those pictures.
Yeah, I that's the other thing. That's the dread. If I'm her, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm getting a boatload of cash for this. We're millionaires over these pictures. But at some point, my kids are going to know, and whatever school they go to, all of the students are going to know, and they're going to say things to these kids like what I just said. Hey, I rubbed one out to your mom last night. That's going to happen. I can promise you that's going to happen. Can you imagine if you were in school, okay? Because most of the people that listen to my show are of an age where the internet wasn't to a point like it is right now. But can you imagine if you were a kid and the rest of the people that you went to school with found out that your mom was doing this and what you would be put through? Oh, I mean, seriously, you got to move, okay? Even if these kids weren't expelled, she has to understand that these kids are going to be in an environment where that's going to happen, especially these Catholic kids. They're always walking around with boners because they're told that you know, they're completely pent up, you know. They're told it's the work of the devil to do these things. So they're like, oh, God, they're walking around with hard-ons every day as it is. You show them something like this, they're going to batch right there in their pants. So this is a terrible scenario. This is a strange, strange trap that she is in. Yes, she's making a king's ransom in money, and it's helping her relationship, but at the same time, you got your kids involved. So I don't know, man. That I do not envy the situation that she is in. I cannot imagine that and what's going to happen, because now the kids got to go to a different school, and those kids, I mean, it's out there now. You basically got to move to a different part of the country and just don't be seen anywhere. If you're the mom and you move to a new school, okay, let's just say she moves to a completely different part of the country, but she's still doing this. Everything else remains the same. Husband, kids, new house, everything. Don't do anything that can lead people that are in the community to believe that you are the one doing that. You got to live like witness protection program for the sake of the kids, because that can fuck them up. And I'm not even bullshitting here. That would screw me up if I'm walking through school and some kid has taken the time to print out a picture, jizz on it, and walk up to the kid and say, hey, this is what I did to your mom last night. Oh, seriously, you cannot. And that's, it's going to happen. The high school bully is going to put the pecker tracks on this kid's mom's face and bring it to the school and say, look what I did to your mother. Ah, and don't even act like that's not going to happen. You know how screwed up kids are. They will do anything to get a laugh from the other kids to bully one kid in the bullying process of another kid. It's bound to happen. This is going to lead to a terrible set of circumstances. So I don't know, man. Is it worth it? Is it worth the what's going to happen to your kids? Shoo. So, yes, it's a problem that the school is expelling them. It's a problem how it got out. That's bullshit. This is all terrible. But, you know, as a mom, you got to do what's right by your kids. And what's more important, the money or the incredible amount of awkwardness that is coming the way of your children who are 8, 10, and 12. My God. All right. In the wake of their kids' expulsion, Crystal says she and Chris are looking into different schools for their sons, but will likely put them in public school. Ooh, that's not going to matter. She also hopes her story will encourage women to be kinder to one another and to treat others. Now, that's never going to happen because you're a 44-year-old mom who looks good. And the majority of the moms at the school look like shit. And there's too many ugly, fat moms in the world. Okay? Who are jealous of hot 44-year-old mom who has sexy pictures, $150,000 a month, and is getting taken to pound town on a regular basis. So that's not going to change. There's nothing you can do about that. In year 2021, here we are trying to bring a woman down for her choices and what she does with her husband, Crystal says. It's body shaming and bullying. Yes, it is. All encompassed into one, and it's such a double standard and disturbing. Yes, I agree with you. I've never gone in other people's business, and I'm not judging you for your choices, she adds. If women could just support each other, the world would be such a better place. Man, whoever that dad is who wrecked it, you fucking blew it, man. All you had to do was keep that secret. You had to tell your big mouth, gigantic, tractor-ass wife about this, and you screwed it up for everybody. You know, just a bunch of bullshit. If you'd have just kept that quiet, you could have seen this hot-ass mom at the parent-teacher conferences and you walked up behind her and said, I know who you are. You could have even maybe embezzled, you know, blackmailed her, gotten a few bucks on the side. She's got tons of cash to spare. She'd have dropped you 10 G's a month. You idiot. You wrecked it for everybody. If people would just shut the fuck up, this would not be a problem, okay? Now she's got to quit, and all these guys who are fans of hers, they're blue-balled forever. The kids, oh, God. And now it's written in ink on the internet. No matter where these kids go, people are going to be giving them the business. Way to go to the asshole dad at the Catholic school who narked her out. And then, oh, yeah, I stumbled upon it. Bullshit. What an idiot. This story just flat out pisses me off. Unbelievable. Okay, hey, folks, if you have any opinions or thoughts on this, I would love to hear your thoughts on it. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. Amanda says, I love that this is Raging Zane. Josh says, how's the whistleblower's marriage going if he was looking? Exactly, man. Holy crap. Leon says, the dad got busted by the mom who narked her out for sure. Josh says he's got to be the asshole of the day. That's a really, really good idea. That's a great idea. I was gonna put the person who sent me the nasty email, but that's kind of like butt hurty, you know. Narc dad. Only fans. I spelled a word. How can you spell the word fans wrong? I started to write the word fans with an A. That's never happened.
Narc Dad of, it's real wordy, Narc Dad of OnlyFans page. There you go. Congrats. You won an award. The Narc Dad of the OnlyFans page for the hot mom. And she's cute. She's not as cute as the Zaniac women, to be sure. Definitely not as ass kickery. I think she's got to stop doing the page now. I think it's too much. I think, you know, make your money, then just stop. Just for the, but then again, not, it's not like it matters because the pictures are out there forever. All right. Hold on a second. I got to send an email or a text. I heard them fall in the vehicle, period. That's all I can tell you, period. Yesterday, I was driving around in Diana's car, and while I'm driving, I hear the sound of a set of keys jingling. They, like, fell from one spot into another location in the car. And I was like, what was that? It sounded like a set of keys. Holy shit. Okay. And I didn't think anything of it. Today, I hear, hey, when you were driving my car, did you see a set of keys? Then it resonated. I go, oh, I heard a set of keys fall somewhere in the vehicle. It got my attention. That's all I know. Well, she can't find them. So this is already turning into an issue. I can't find those keys anywhere. It's making me very anxious. Are you sure you didn't grab them? I heard them fall in the vehicle. That's all I can tell you. So she's like freaking out. It's like, I don't know, man. Look, no, I don't think they're anywhere else. As far as I know. All right. Okay. I'm going to be on Patreon when this podcast is done. I want you part of it. $5 or $10 a month. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Okay. $5 a month gets you all the audio and the archive. $10 a month, all of the video archive and the audio and the live streams, including the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. You find it at patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you want to try it out, thank you. I appreciate that. If it's not for you, cancel it. That way it won't auto-renew when the month is up. But you get the month, so you can cancel it and still get the rest of the month. All right, whatever. You tried. Thank you. I appreciate that. But if you like it, sign up for one full year, and I will save you 10% on the cost. A year of Tier 1 is $60. I'll save you 10% on that, so it's $54. And then a year of Tier 2 is $120 because it's $10 a month. But I'll save you 10%. It's $108. Thank you very much to people. And if you are a current month-to-month subscriber, you can transfer that at any time to the yearly. Thank you to anyone who has ever tried or continues to be part of it. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on Patreon when this show is done for the bonus podcast. Sponsor Blue Frost IT has been with me for a long time. The managed IT service provider for the Eric Zane Show podcast. Specializing in a number of services that make you working with your tech that much easier. Typically, small business does not have the opportunity to have tech support at their beck and call. And then they're like, oh my God, everything just fried. What are we going to do? Well, shut down the business for a day. Well, that's an expense. For God's sake, you're not making any money. Reach out to Blue Frost IT. That's their bread and butter right there. 616-285-50. That's 616-285-50. For my friends at Blue Frost IT, new office setups and moves, network administration, general help desk and support, and even as simple as, hey, in our household, the computer is just fried. What do I do? This is who you call. Skip the, like, Geek Squad or anything like that. Just call Blue Frost IT. They'll take care of everything for you. 616-200-8550. If
it's computer related, tech related, call them. Okay? 616-200-8550 or send along an email, info@bluefrostit.com. The managed IT service provider for this show. Kent County Health Department invites you to check out their page, accesskent.com/health. A favorite of Dirk, Patriot Nick, Dean, the Schaefers. They go there all the time, and they sit around and talk about the amazing COVID info. And they like share and go, wow, man, this is all great. I'm so glad we have this at our beck and call so we can follow up and make sure that we're doing the right thing. That's what I say in a fantasy world. I still love you, though. Kent County Health Department, accesskent.com/health for anything COVID-related. It's all there. Okay? Trust them. Trust the experts. Trust the science. Don't trust the email or the nutty site telling you that you should believe this. And then there's BK Guns and Stuff. My gosh. Fixing, repairing weaponry, customizing and cleaning it anywhere in the USA, no matter where you are, reach out to BK Guns and Stuff. Online, you can get to their website, their Facebook page, by going to mine, ericzaneshow.com. BK Guns and Stuff. Okay. Hold on a second. I got to reach out to the Queen of the Forest. Let me call you. Period. Can you take a phone call? Question mark. She's freaking out, man. Okay, I got to deal with this. Let me send an email off to a friend of mine who might know something. Hey, buddy, .. By chance, is there a set of keys in the driveway from after my car was there last night? Question mark. I know it sounds crazy since I couldn't find my wallet yesterday as well, .. I found that, though, period. But I'm concerned about a set of keys somehow falling out of the vehicle yesterday, period. If you see them in the driveway, comma, can you grab them for me? Question mark. By the way, how are you doing today? Question mark. A second. Queen of the Forest, man, when she's freaking out like this, everything's got to pause. Okay, let's bring her in right now. Here, this is.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, you're on. You're on the podcast with me, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I swear to God. So I was driving at 80 miles an hour, and I heard keys fall somewhere and land. I heard them jingle jangle.
Okay.
Then I drove, I picked up my friends, and we went and did that thing I was telling you about.
Yeah.
So perhaps when the car doors opened, I guess it's possible they could have fallen out, but that would be really strange if no one noticed that, right?
Right.
So, but I put in a call, I put in a message to one of my friends there that I was with, and I said, can you look on the driveway? But I honestly don't think that that's what happened. So if you like, yeah. I will come see you and search in the car because you might not have looked as well because you were under pressure.
That could have been. Yeah, I'm very anxious about it.
Okay, so I will do that.
But I've looked three times.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of weirdo spots in that car.
Yeah.
If I find them, do I get anal?
No.
I don't really want that. I just wanted to. I heard that's pretty gross if you don't do it right, because you got to fast for like 24 hours to get all the doo-doo
out.
Okay,
I got to go. Text me when you get here.
Okay, it's going to be a little while. I got to do this thing.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, is there anything else?
Nope, I got to go back to work. No, I'm just very annoyed and anxious about that because they're school keys and that's bad.
It's going to be okay. Just remember, size of the problem.
Okay, got it.
Size of the problem.
Okay, bye.
Size of the problem. She's freaking out. Sorry, sniffed on the microphone. Hang on. What is it going to take for aliens to stop screwing around in our skies and screwing with everybody and making just little glimpses and flashes and whatever for them to actually slowly land in, like, you know, Central Park, lower the thing, walk out and go, hey, what's going on? We're from the planet Boo Boo and we're here to we come in peace. You know, quit fucking around. If you're the aliens, if you're the people from a faraway place who have the technology to get wherever you are to here, would you stop being assholes and being so shy and either just blow us up, land, and do cool shit? I don't know. Because I'm just getting really annoyed with the whole idea of stupid videos where that you see it flying and then it takes off and then one person sees it, or a grainy video. It's happening more and more. My God, the latest, it was an American Airlines flight. They are not denying the spotting of the UFO. They said, talk to the FBI. American Airlines flight going from Cincinnati to Phoenix over northeast New Mexico Sunday afternoon. Thank you, Dirk, for sending this in. As much as I give you shit, you do keep the content flowing with stories like this. The pilot on flight 2292 radioed 1 p.m. Central Standard Time and said, and made this comment, recorded by Steve Douglas. This is the sound of him radioing into whatever air traffic control that shit is going down. Check this out.
Have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us that, I hate to say this, looked like a long cylindrical object. It almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing, moving really fast. It went right over the top of us.
Okay, so something flies right over, long, cylindrical, like a cruise missile. Well, was it a cruise missile? What are we talking about here? Sounded a little panicked there. American Airlines confirmed that the radio transmission is authentic, but did not give any further comment. Following a debrief from our flight crew and additional info received, we can confirm that it was from the flight. Talk to the feds. The feds aren't saying anything. Flight 2292 was 37,000 feet at the time of the sighting. That's up there. And Albuquerque Center did not respond because local air traffic interfered, according to the pilot. Flight landed in Phoenix. New Mexico is home to White Sands Missile Range. Maybe that's it. Maybe somebody let one go accidentally. Somebody fat-fingered it and hit the fire button. Or it's a UFO. Like an alien. That's located in the southern part of the state and described as the Department of Defense's largest fully instrumented open-air range. I think that's got to be the snake in the grass, right? Somebody hit a button that they shouldn't have. White Sands did not comment. Thousands of UFO sightings are reported each year, but encounters by pilots have received increased attention recently. Okay, I kind of think it's less of a problem if it's an alien, because if at the missile range there's some asshole with, you know, just eating his lunch, standing over the button and just goes, oh yeah, hit this, and then boom, there you go. I mean, that can't be happening. So let's hope it's only an alien flying around the airspace. And if it is an alien, for God's sake, get to it. Would you quit? Yeah, we get it. You're here. You can fly around. Nice. Let's up the ante on the communication here. Quit being a bunch of assholes and you know, say hi or something. I'm sick and tired of this shit. Okay. Boy, the engineer who decided in one Italian town, the town of, looks like Camogli, C-A-M-O-G-L-I, Camogli, Italy. Like, why did we agree to let the cemetery be right on the cliff overlooking the ocean? Why did we do this? Now, granted, it was 100 years ago. What could possibly go wrong? Well, there was a landslide, and all the dead bodies fell into the sea. Like, seriously, I'm looking at an image of where the dirt has given away, and you can see where all the dead were in the spaces, like where the graves were. And I'm looking at a pile of caskets and bodies all over the dirt pile and in the water. This is a very nice part of the world where it's pristine waters, and, you know, people go there to get away and vacation. And now, because of this shit show, they're describing it as an unimaginable catastrophe. 200 coffins fell out from the earth, just busted out of the side of the earth because that landslide happened. Can you imagine if you're a boat just like, oh, yeah, just sitting, and then all of a sudden you see that absolute catastrophe take place? Oh, and it's really not an easy job to fix this, because as of just the other day, only 10 coffins have been recovered. And they don't know if they can get anything back. It is not an easy job. This fragile coastline fell right into the water, and all these coffins bust open with these these remains falling into the sea. And if you're like a tour, because that's a touristy destination, you know, if you've got a resort like on the beach, like a mile down, you know, and you know, all of a sudden there's a couple of dicks ghosts floating by or something like that in the water. You know, you're sitting there with your family and you're sitting there snorkeling, and you come up and there's a titty or whatever hung onto your mask, or there's an arm floating by, and you're like, what the fuck is going on here? Some guy's head. I mean, like Walking Dead style look of the bodies. We're not talking about like fresh. These are really bones. This is the absolute worst. If you are the on the board, the tourism board for this neck of the woods, you're like, you've got to be kidding me. And then the poor slobs who got to go and fish out all these body parts and the remains out of the water. I mean, talk about hazard pay. That's got to be like, seriously, like $1,000 an hour to do that job. Ugh. They're saying we're doing work on a portion of the rocky coast. It was close to the area that fell today. Some signs of the fissures were seen, so we decided to close the cemeteries. It was a good thing they did that. Can you imagine if you're like actually having a, if they didn't close the cemetery, they like ignored the signs. How often have we heard about people? Oh, yeah, we had signs and we ignored them. Oh, boy, I can't. We had no idea. But they did have an idea. So thank God they closed the cemetery, because imagine if they like actually have a whole dug and they're all gathered around going, oh, my God, I can't believe Mom's dead. And then all of a sudden, boom, everything collapses, and everybody that was at the funeral of Mom is now dead too in a landslide of coffins and dicks. Oh, whew. Bullet dodged. This type of collapse that happened today is very hard to detect or predict. Well, you did it. You actually did it. I think you did a good job. But my God, move that thing back before this happens again. Shoo. What an absolute catastrophe. Hey, I'd love to help your business on the Eric St. Joe podcast. I've been able to do this for, 2 years and almost 2 months. And going strong. Thank you so much. Because of the support of the audience who enjoy the show on my platforms, and because of the sponsors that trust me to get the word out about them. Now, if you're interested in any type of marketing on the show, just reach out to me, email eric@ericzaneshow.com, and basically I'll just tell you how I do it and the reach of the show. I reach as far as any radio show that's out there, and at about a tenth of the cost. And radio is kind of like a dead thing anyway. Nobody's even listening to the damn thing. So, you know, there's a reason why it's mass cuts at every radio company in America, why stock prices are like $1 and $2. It's an absolute shit show. It's a complete waste of money. Besides, if you were to advertise on a radio station, why in God's name would you like put your commercial fourth in line out of a 10-minute stacking of ads? Because that's what radio stations do, man. You get like 12 minutes of shitty content and then 10 minutes of advertising. It's terrible. Nobody's doing it. That's why nowadays all you hear is like public service announcements on radio stations, because they can't even sell the shit. It's completely dead. Most people get their content from online music streams, podcasts, and such. So there you go. I can put you in front of this amazing audience for less than you think. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. Let me help. Just like my friends at Tag Accounting, Troy Ginzer, and Tag Accounting, which does not fix cars. They don't repair cars. That's always Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid. But Tag Accounting, they want to do your taxes. Reach out to Troy, 616-301-9516. At number 616-301-9516, or send an email, troy@tagcpa.net. Say, Zane told me to bang on your door, buddy. I want to save time. I want to get more money back from my return. I want zero headaches. What do I do? Lead me to the promised land, the Gins, the pride of Parma High School, a former candidate of Mr. Basketball Michigan at just 5 foot nothing. How does he do that? Deadly from beyond the arc. Tag Accounting online at tagcpa.net. And last but not least on the show is Prince Arming. Okay? My friend, retired U.S. Army Major Steve Prince, is making sure that he has full classes for CPL training. He does not have a current class scheduled. He just finished one up last Saturday, might be taking a break. But just know that that exists. Okay, if you're in West Michigan and you want to get your CPL, all you need is to take the class. You don't even need to own a pistol. That's going to set you back $125. As soon as he lets me know the next class, I'll fill you in as to when this is happening. Then you sign up, man. If you need more info, just go to princearming.com or click on the Prince Arming logo at ericzaneshow.com. It'll take you right to his Facebook page. Or you can give him a buzz. Say hi, 616-204-1705. 616-204-1705. Matt writes, we've used Tag Accounting for years, and he's great. Definitely recommend him. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate that. Jason Schaefer drops a dad joke on us. You know why cemeteries have fences around them? Everybody's dying to get in. Oh, God. It's... let's see. I'm trying to figure out what you guys are doing. I don't know. I can't tell what's happening. There's a conversation happening, but I can't figure it out. I look back in the comments. I'm like, well, why am I doing this? Okay. So some guy or girl, don't know. I'm assuming this is a fake email. Because people usually don't send this, like, this type of email. Unless it's from a fake account. You know, you, like, make a fake email. Carolyn Myers. cmyerspersonal@gmail.com. Let me see if this shows up. If this brings me to a Facebook page. There's no way. We didn't find any result. Oh, wait a minute. Left a letter out. No. Sometimes if you throw an email address into Facebook, it'll attach like an account, and I don't see one. So if you were to send a nasty one back to this dum-dum, I don't think the person will even read it because they probably just made the account just to send me a nasty email. And then we'll probably never look back at it, even if we fill it all up with shit back to him or her. Don't know. Carolyn Myers, cmyerspersonal@gmail.com. That's cmyerspersonal@gmail.com. See if you can get some info on this one, Pellerito. I know you loved the internet sleuthery. You're pretty good with it. Subject line, F rhymes with maggot. Body of email. You're a F rhymes with maggot. You can't even get 100 views on shit. But you have the nerve to say other people's content sucks. Oh, yeah, some of it does. There's no question. I mean, that's why the Ben Glazes of the world exist. Ben knows I'm kidding. Just wanted to remind you, you little jealous, salty-ass bitch worm. Just because you can make a podcast doesn't mean you should. No one cares what you have to say until you have the nerve to say someone else's content sucks. So apparently this is what got me saying that about somebody, and who knows what the fuck I said. I don't even know. Got this guy off and running, or girl. I'm thinking it's a guy. There's no way a woman would talk like this. I don't know why. I give benefit of the doubt that this could only come from a dude. Only a dude would talk this horribly. Gain some self-awareness. R rhymes with meatard. And accept your inevitable fate of taking orders at Taco Bell. Okay. Well, now that actually hurts. Because I pride myself on my self-awareness. I actually am well aware of the ham and egger style, the small-timedness of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I'm well aware of that. I understand that I could be having to take a job at Taco Bell. So you not acknowledging that I am aware of that fate is probably the most terrible thing you could write. I responded with, damn, nasty. And then I tried to get the person talking. I'm sure I did say something terrible about somebody else's content. But I wanted to hear what really got this person going. So everyone, I don't know what you're talking about, Grumpy. I never said anything terrible about anyone in their content. When the heck did I do that? What the hell did I say? Oh, my God. So I'm just curious to get this person talking. Oh, yeah. I rubbed somebody the wrong way. Woo-wee. Ooh. Adam writes, bitch worm. I'm stealing that. Oh, yeah, for sure. You got Kenny going, whoever that person is, because Kenny gave the all caps response of, oh, hey, man, just because you can send a crap email doesn't mean you should. No, it's okay. It's better than no emails at all. It's when you get no emails, that's when you worry. It's not when you get the shitty email that you worry. It's when you get no emails. That's when you worry. Okay? So keep that in mind. If you got something you want to send along, some content, thoughts on anything happening on the show or whatnot, I appreciate it. And as much as I give you all shit, because I gave like Dirk's been the show punching bag for ever since he sent me the fake news Rogan story. Dirk has been the show punching bag. I value my friendship with Dirk so much. I love him very, very much. I want to make sure we're all on the same page. I don't want you hurt by that. Just know that when I beat you up, it comes from a place of love. I have to sometimes throw these disclaimers out there because I've been told many times that, oh, man, it doesn't seem like you're kidding, man, and that hurt me. Oh, my God, I'm so... Wings. So there you go. Have a good one, folks. I appreciate you. We'll be right back. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you down the road. Till next time, have a great day. We'll talk to you on the Patreon. Till then, bye-bye.